Okay, let's go. Oh, I hope we don't lose our seat. Put my coat on the chair. That's it. Leave it like that. Let's go and see what they've got. This.
Long queue here.
Oh no.
Well, let's have a look.
We can have a look and then
a queue later.
Yeah, okay.
We've got beef pastrami.
I've got to get some.
Egg mayonnaise and crust.
Yeah.
So I'll be thinking of what you get for you and what?
I'll be thinking of both of them, yeah.
Yeah. Chili cheese and chicken. Egg mayonnaise and crust. Others a sandwich.
Yeah. I don't want that heat up thing again, it was horrible.
Got Merry Munchies, festive mini rolls.
Get some of them for work.
No, I just read everything you got.
Okay.
You can take that later. Merry Munchies. What?
I hit somebody.
Crank's eggs. Ecstasy.
What's that?
Free-range eggs, seasoned mayo, chopped slow roast, tomatoes, watercress plus rockets, plus malted wheat grain bread.
Okay.
Ecstasy, that's what it's called. We've got favorite tomato and mozzarella.
That's a heat-up thing,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want that.
That's salad, though.
They've not got any brie and cranberry.
We've got Merry Munchie, turkey and cranberry. Roast chicken salad.
Chicken Kamara, that was that man that came with us,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, true.
Did you see him?
Yes, sir. Egg mayonnaise and bacon. Chicken, that's chicken, classic chicken. Prawn mayonnaise. Tuna mayo and sweet corn.
Sorry.
Two cheese and onion. Savory sandwich. Chicken Caesar wrap. Poison duck wrap.
You're not getting that again, are you?
We'll get that. Plowmans. Cheese plowmans.
Okay.
Braai and cranberry.
Yeah, I love that, please. I wish I'd had that last time. And rum.
Merry Munchies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christmas and a wrap.
Is it a wrap?
Yeah.
You can have it cold, though, can't you? It's not really big, is it?
I think you can finish it. You don't eat well. I bet you need maybe almost half of it.
I'll eat that. Okay. And get the turkey and cranberry.
So you want this one,
yeah,
right?
Get the turkey and cranberry one for Ronan.
This one is the last one.
Oh, is it not? They haven't got that.
Turkey and cranberry, yeah.
Yeah,
fine.
Take that one. And then get, what were those Merry Munchy things and mini rolls? But then for what?
Festive mini rolls.
Are they savoury or sweet? What's they got in them?
I'm going to leave them. Oh, shit. That's it. I think I'm going to leave them behind. Ingredient. Malted wheat grain roll.
Yeah.
In bracket, wheat flour, water.
Yeah,
water,
we don't read all that, yeah.
Good. Wheat bran.
Yeah, but what's in it?
Oil, yeast, sugar, salt, flavour.
No, I don't read all that. What's actually in the roll?
Turkey and stuffing mayonnaise.
Oh. Do you think you'd like that or the wrap? Get him one of those, that looks more, doesn't it? Do you think?
Yeah.
Get one of those then, instead of the turkey thing. And then,
I think you might like the turkey thing as a sandwich.
I'll get him that then.
Check it out.
Yeah, get him that, okay. And then just get,
So you got the braai and cranberry.
Yeah.
And he's got turkey and cranberry,
yeah.
Right?
And then just get a couple of drenches. If you can get me a cup of tea.
Drenches?
Yeah. And a cup of tea. I'm not having coffee this time, because... Okay.
Man, you need to see this queue, I tell you.
Okay, it could be some gone some time.
You got black currant and apple, and then you got the
cranberry and raspberry.
Orange and passion fruit, I think.
Oh, I love black currant. The apple one. Can you get that for Wara as well, please?
Which one?
Black currant or whatever it is.
An apple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you get us both a packet of crisps each?
What?
A packet of crisps each.
Okay. I'll just put
the
cigar. Just sit down here.
It's going to cost a small fortune. We might have to take out a loan.
Remember your jacket on chair, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, thanks.
See the
cigar on
your jacket?
Yeah, it's all right. It won't hurt it. Oh, it's fallen on the floor. Okay. Put it on your chair.
It's fine here. So we'd like to sit here as well. One informed consent. Thanks so much. Thank you. And you want tea, is that what you said?
Yes, please.
And that's it, right?
And the crisps.
And the crisps, all right.
Okay. See you in a year. Oh, everyone. Hello everyone, I'm waiting at the hospital again to come home. Everything went fine. Had a bit of just a bit of an ordeal, I suppose, but nothing major. But I don't feel great today. I think I've got a really sore throat, so I think it's that. And I just feel really tired. But anyway, apart from that, everything went well as can be expected, obviously. And we haven't booked to go in the transport yet, because last time they came straight away. And I wouldn't have had time to have anything to eat. So this time we're going to have something to eat and then go and book in. But it's so hot in here. It feels like the heat comes from the ceiling. I think it must be the lights. Very, very hot. It's also very busy everywhere.
Oh, dear.
Lots of people have got coughs and goodness knows what. They've got a new thing in the renal outpatients. Well, we've never noticed it before. It's that when you come in the door, it tells you to use the hand gel before you go and leave. I've used it about 5 times. There's probably none left now because I have to keep going between 2 different places, and that's the outpatients waiting area, etc., and that's where the doctor's offices are, to the place where I had to do a fluid exchange, which is across the other side of the corridor. And then they've got another thing about Ebola. If you come from Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, or somewhere else, I can't remember now, or you've been caring for someone with Ebola, and you've got any of the following symptoms, and there was a list of symptoms, please, and this was, I know it's a serious matter and it's not a joking matter, but it did make us laugh because it said, without touching anybody, go and tell a member of staff. So I was messing about and I was tapping over now. I was going, excuse me, I've just been caring for someone with Ebola. And then we both went, on the way out, on the way to here, it's quite a long walk from the renal outpatients, and we saw a notice which, again, is to donate. You text TIME, T-I-M-E, to 70800, and I am going to do it. And donates £5 to get a helipad here for an air ambulance. So I do want to do that, because that's a good thing. And then they've got a few decorations hanging up in the renal outpatients. Obi showed me them, but they've got the hugest Christmas tree I've ever seen, just along the corridor from here. It's about 14 foot tall. It's a real one, obviously, and it's got great big balls on. They're not as big as a football, but they're, I don't know, I wouldn't like to say how big they are. You can't get both hands around them. And there's some long dangly things, which I think are meant to be icicles and lanterns and things. It's really nice, actually. So, and it's the branches, because it's so tall, you know, the branches come out really wide. It's nice. Anyway, I should pause this now, and I may add more to it as and when. It would help unlock the keypad. Can't hear it though. What? Trouble is, I left my earphones at home, I think. Oh. Shut up. I can hear it now. Oh, hello, I'm home now. And we didn't have to wait long. We got our food and then Obi went and booked in, and then like within 10 minutes they came along. You know, our transport turned up, so that was okay. We've been home about an hour, I suppose. While Obi was queuing up to get the drinks and the food, I could hear a man on the phone next to us. Well, it was a young man, I'd say he's probably about 30, and he was talking about having a tube fitted like I've got. And given that we weren't in the kidney department, that's just the general waiting area for people to be picked up, I couldn't help hearing what he was saying. So I really wanted to make contact with him and just tell him, because he was really worried about actually having it fitted, and I just wanted to tell him that he would be okay and it's not that bad. But it's really difficult when you can't see, because you can't really make eye contact. So when Obi came back, I told him, and we got his attention, and I was talking to him for a little while. And he said he's really worried, you know, he's a real coward, and they're going to have to... When I had it done, I just had local anaesthetic, but they're going to sedate him, because I think they probably think he's going to be leaping off the bed and cavorting around the theatre. And he said when he has a blood test, they have to have several different people there. And I thought, well, I'm not that bad. I do worry about stuff, but not to that extent. So anyway, I hope he's going to be okay. I felt really kind of sorry for him. And because I heard him talking about he's trying to decorate his flat, and he won't be able to get it all done before Thursday. And then after that, he was under the impression that he wouldn't ever be able to lift anything heavy again. And I said, no, it's only for 6 weeks. Well, they've cut through the wall of your abdomen. It's for it to heal up, that's all. So I think he was quite... At least I was able to reassure him about that. There wasn't anyone else coming home with us. It was just us. So that was good. And the traffic was really bad. And the dogs went mad when we got home, as usual. And that's about it, really. Hopefully I haven't got to go back till February now. Well, I might have... I've got one more test for the transplant. I don't know when that's going to be. I'll have to wait for that to come through the post. But I shouldn't be going back to the renal place for another 2 months. So it's very cold out today, although it's been really sunny. Just cold. Anyway, I will pause this and go and upload it now, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now. Oh, I think I'm going down with something. That's why I feel so rough today. I've got a really sore throat. The kids have got colds. And I feel a bit shivery. I kind of feel hot, but shivery. So I think I've got a slight temperature. No, stop shaking your cushion around, you divvy. Anyway, hope I'll get it out of the way soon, and then it'll be gone. Oh, bye for now. Time remaining. 46 minutes. We're also remodeling.